Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I know. But it's Monday. We got great stuff going on. A half hour from now, you'll be able to listen as Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia yells at me live on the air. That'll be exciting, right? Sure it will. Why? Well, because I got voluntold that I was doing this big fundraiser for Fatherhood Foundation. Seriously, I found out after they had already named a team after me, Team Cats. Now, I got a great team, but I don't know what happened. We don't have a sponsor for our jerseys. There are four teams. The three other teams have sponsors. The poor Team Cats. We got no sponsor. So I'm going to get yelled at 5:35. You'll be able to listen live. It'll be great. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow at 3:05, starting at 3:05, we've got great stuff, including former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno, who's going to join us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court case. Just came down, not even a half hour ago, hour ago, something like that. Saying, yeah, of course, President Trump has the ability, has the right, has the authority to make some changes in an executive department, the Department of Education. Yeah, he can absolutely cut people loose. He can reduce the workforce. He can shut the whole damn thing down. Sonja Sotomayor dissented and said, well, no, because Congress created the department, so only they can shut it down. All right, well, I don't know. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Somebody texted and said, Jeff, I am a diehard Republican, hardworking all my life. In 2017, I was arrested and then a felony. At age 58, I pled guilty to a felony. According to John Reed, he does not want my vote. If you don't believe it, listen to some of his 6 until 6:30 clips. I won't vote for any lieutenant governor this year. Would love to talk about it. Well, I don't know exactly what it is that you're talking about. I don't know that John, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is saying to anybody, oh, please don't vote for me. That to me sounds a little odd, but I don't know. I think John's going to be dropping by this week, so I'll ask him. But it does not sound to me like something he would be saying. In fact, I would say just the opposite. He's out there every single day talking to people, traversing the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia, doing everything possible to support Winsome Sears and Jason Meares and get everybody to vote for that Republican ticket. That's what I want to see happen. I've got all my signs up. I need one more Jason Meares sign, by the way. Just FYI, if anybody with the AG's office or just knows the AG or feels comfortable giving up their sign, I just need one more. The reason, I've got them out in front of the house for sure, for people driving by, but, you know, I live on a golf course. So I've got them up in the back, so everybody who's playing Hanover gets to see Winston Sears and John Reed signs as they are trying to finish out their day on the course. I'd love to have them see a Jason Miari sign as well. We'll see if I can get that put together. There are a few other things we got to talk about. Now, the situation with ICE remains. How a professional law enforcement agency has now been turned into some sort of a political issue by the left is beyond me, but it is what it is. And we have another example. This is CBS just flat out lying about ICE. Germ cut number three about ICE.
As for the raids in Camarillo and another nearby cannabis farm, the Department of Homeland Security claims it entered with search warrants, rescued at least 10 migrant children from potential exploitation, and arrested what it described as 200 illegal aliens, while more than 500 rioters attempted to disrupt operations. The standoff lasted for hours, well into the night. Several workers hid in the farm, emerging this morning, including Jesus. Jennifer Martinez is his niece.
They're just here working, living. They're just here tearing families apart and terrorizing.
We also met Ruby Jimenez, who says several of her relatives worked here.
An aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's getting
swept up. Everybody, yeah.
Oh, Craig, gosh. Carter, how's a family handling the situation? What are they going to do next?
Well, Ruby told me that this is a really difficult time for her family. She says she feels like pretty much anyone with brown skin is a target. She said that she was, in fact, pulled over by ICE the other day when she was taking her child to school, and she had to prove that she was a U.S. citizen. A very scary time for her entire family. She says they've even had to approach the subject of self-deporting with some family members. It's a difficult subject to talk about, but they say they have to consider it because going to a detention center and having no information about where they're going to send you could be even worse.
Good. Well, no. I mean, look, that entire piece there, it was just nothing but bullcrap. Complete, total, unadulterated bullcrap. Well, they're just targeting brown people. It could be any brown person. No. There, anybody could. It could be a citizen, a non-citizen that they're. No. We even have to talk about self-deporting. It's awful. They're breaking up families. Well, I don't have to talk about self-deporting. Why? Because I'm a United States citizen. I have friends who don't have to talk about self-deporting. Why? Because they have gone through the process and they are in the United States of America legally. The only people who have to have a conversation about, quote, self-deporting are those people who are in the United States.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Illegally. Well, they could get sent to one of these detention camps. How awful is that? Well, again, avoid the fuss and the muss and leave. Leave on your own. In fact, because of President Trump, the federal government will give you, what, $1,000, $2,000 to self-deport? There you go. Well, I'm determined to be a part of America.
Okay.
Well, then fill out the paperwork, pay the fees, do what you have to do. I know it's a pain in the ass. I know that. But there are a whole slew of people in front of you who played by all the rules. And they shouldn't be penalized because you want to cut in front of them in line. Jeff, this whole, it's breaking up families. Happens every day, doesn't it? Happens every single day when somebody is sent to prison. That's different. No, it's not. It's exactly the same. I don't hear or see or read about any of these protests for other people who are being separated from their families because somebody committed a crime and was punished for it. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. I go in, as you know, once a week. We're on our little summer break, but once a week over to Pamunkey Regional Jail to teach a class. And every week I'm dealing with guys who are not at home. How about that? They're not there. Why? Because they're locked up. I don't see anybody saying, well, we got to stop locking people up. I see it only for certain people, apparently, in certain categories. Because there's a certain law that you don't like, and you believe that anybody who is punished as a result of breaking that law is above the law and is doesn't need to be punished. Well, that's not the way this works. You and I do not get to pick and choose. The law is the law, is it not? The law is the law. Here's the law. Have you broken it? You haven't? Okay, thank you very much. Here's the law. You have broken it. Oh, okay. Now what happens? Well, now you're going to be punished for it. That's just the way this works. It is not that complicated. And that emotional bilge that we just heard from CBS is embarrassing. And you would think CBS, given that they just recently had to pay, what was it, $16 million as a result of their trashy attempt at journalism, or their consummate attempt to cook the books on journalism. It's one of the two. You would think that they would be a little more careful with some of their reporting. Instead, you get that. And it is crap. No nice way to say it, so I'm not even going to try. Just not even going to try. Tomorrow afternoon, maybe we'll touch on that too. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, joins us. Joe's my my go-to legal guy, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.